by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of our morning show. This goes by the name of Rise and Shine. My viewers of Madani channel, let's begin our day by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب
नहीं نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی واحسن من کلم ترقت عینی واجمن من کلم تلد النساء خلقت مبرم من كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی اب میری میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ارباب نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا او بندے تو بہت مل جائیں گے پر آقا نہ ملے گا تاریخ اگر ڈھونڈے گی ثانی محمد ارسانی تو بڑی چیز ہے سایا نہ ملے گا جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے سب سے اولا وہ عالم ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا وہ عالم ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا گا ہمارا نبی قرنوں بدلی رسولوں کی ہوتی رہی چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی جیسے سب کا خدا ایک ہے ویسے ہی ان کا ان کا تمہارا ہمارا نبی جن کے تلووں کا دھوون گیا بے حیات ہے وہ جان مسیحا ہمارا نبی
کون دیتا ہے دینے کو چاہیے ارے دینے والا ہے سچا
تمہارے لیے مکین و مکہ تمہارے لیے چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے لگن میں زبان تمہارے لیے بدن میں گجا تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے جینا میں چمن چمن میں سمن سمن میں پھبن پھبن میں دہر سزائے میں گھر بیت میں نلیے امن و امان تمہارے لیے
اور اشارے سے جان چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دن کو قتل کیا یہ تاب و توا آقا تمہارے لیے
جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی اچھک مترا دی ودھیری ہے کیوں دل نہیں اداس گنیری ہے لولو وچ چوک چگیری اج نینا نلائیا کیوں جڑیا مکھ چند بد شاشانی مکھ چمکے لانڈ نورانی کالی زلف تے اکھ مستانی مکھ مور اکی ہن مد بھریا دو ابرو موس مثال دسا جتنوں کے مزاد تیر چھٹن لبس خان خان کے لال یمن چٹے دند موتی دیا ہن لڑیا اے صورت شالا پیش نظر روے وقت نزا روزے گشے وچ قبر تے پلتی جد غوثی گزر سب کھوٹیاں تھی سیاں تد کھڑیا اس صورت نو میں جانا کھا جانا کھا کے جانے جگانا کھا سچ آکھا تے رب دی مشانا کھا جس شان تو شانا تو شان سب بنیا
سبحان اللہ
سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی
اور تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ نے دیکھا نہیں کوئی
تم سا تو ہنسی
محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Many viewers of Muslim Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, alhamdulillah, today we have a topic that this topic per se we have never spoken about before. I don't think so, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, another new topic. Now, what is today's topic, my dear viewers? We have heard of human rights. We have heard of animal rights. Generally, we have heard of rights of, you know, particular group of people. Since there are human rights, since there are rights for animals, and you know, subhanAllah, this is something we've just began to hear about this last, within this century, my dear viewers, within this last century, you can say. But Islam had taught us about human rights, about animal rights, over 1400 years ago. Over 1400 years ago, Islam had already taught us that humans, man, they have rights, women, they have rights, children, they have rights, the elderly, they have rights, the youngsters, they have rights, parents have rights, brothers, sisters have rights, aunties, uncles have rights, animals also have rights. Yes, Islam has taught us this. But no, this is not today's topic, my dear viewers. It's not human rights, it's not animal rights, but since humans have rights, animals have rights, and subhanAllah, Islam has also given us teachings in regards to the rights of trees. Yes, even trees in Islam have rights. My dear viewers, if humans have rights, if animals have rights, trees have rights, plants have rights, then how about the creator of the humans, the creator of all of creation, the creator of the animals, the creator of plants, the creator of the entire earth, the creator of the entire universe, ultimately of the entire creation. Yes, even our surroundings have rights, my dear viewers. Our studies, our books, they have rights, subhanAllah. What doesn't have rights in Islam? Now, if all of these have rights, then the creator of all of these, the one who created all of these, the one who brought about all of these things, then undoubtedly he must also have rights. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the rights of hukukul ibad, and then we have the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are known as the hukukullah. What are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is today's topic, my dear viewers. So today we shall be speaking about a number of things. The first right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or one of the many rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for us to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that those who believe, those who have iman, they are the ones who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, my dear viewers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that, O Dawood, you wish to love me? Love for me and love for the world cannot coexist within one heart. Meaning, if you have love for the world, you can never have true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot have love for the world. These two things do not go together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam that these two things cannot gather, they cannot coexist within one heart. And Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he would regularly supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would regularly do dua. What would he do dua for? Subhanallah. It's really is beautiful. His dua would be, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, I ask you for your love. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Ya Allah, grant me love for you. I plead, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant me love for you, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and also love for those who love you. Subhanallah. Wal amal alladhi يبلغني إلى حبك. And ya Allah, grant me love for such actions which shall lead me towards your love. He says, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa mali wa ahli wal ma'il barid. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, such a beautiful dua, honestly. He says, Allahumma ja'al hubba, ya Allah, make your love for you, ya Allah, make it more beloved to me than my own self. Ya Allah, allow me to love you so much that loving you is more beloved. I love it more than loving myself. Wa mali, ya Allah, make my love for you greater than love for my own wealth. Wa ahli, even than my family. Wal ma'il barid, and on a severely hot day, that love we possess for cold water. My dear viewers, yes, those, especially within the United Kingdom, they would at this moment have no doubt, you know, they would have no understanding of this. Why? Because it's so cold here. You don't think of really cold water. This is not, you know, the top of our list at this moment, my dear viewers. But there may be some people who in the southern hemisphere, they are watching, and they would be thinking, wow, it's extremely hot, because it is the summer there, my dear viewers, in the southern countries. And they would be thinking, wow, it's so hot. They would truly understand. But my dear viewers, imagine that hot day. Remember, you know, we've all had a very hot day. We were feeling so hot and we need that glass of water. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam states, ya Allah, allow me to love you even more than cold water on a very, very hot day. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this really we learn that we should actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love. One thing is to develop something. And another is to ask from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think to ourselves, yes, let's develop this love of Allah. How can I develop this love of Allah? You know, we need to start doing this, and we need to do this, and we need to do this. This is the means for developing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we learn something else from this, my dear viewers. That it doesn't have to be that you are just striving through action to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can simply raise your hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love. And I pray, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, grant us love for you. Ya Allah, grant us love for those actions which increase our love for you. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our love for you even more beloved to us than our wealth, than our entire family, than ourselves. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are one of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that it's incumbent upon us to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such people, that such people, they spend their nights praying, سُجَّدًا, in prostration, and standing, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how they spend their nights. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They spend a very little time sleeping. They are spending their time, they are spending their nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And during the day, so they're spending their nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are spending their days يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, seeking forgiveness. It's not that, you know, sometimes we even spend one night maybe, you know, we have those one or two nights a year where it is Laylatul Qadr, so subhanAllah, we're going to be spending the night in the masjid. And you know, nowadays this practice is becoming less also, my dear viewers, where we actually spend a night, and this is if we're lucky, one night in a year, we will spend worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even that night, just think about this moment. Just think about this moment, my dear viewers, that let's just say you have spent a night. You know, many of us, subhanAllah, we have this practice where on, you know, in Rajab, the Laylatul Mi'raj, the Laylatul Qadr, we spend some nights, Shabi Mi'raj, my dear viewers, Laylatul Qadr, these sort of nights. Even Nisfa Sha'ban, we will go to the masjid, the men would go to the masjid, the women, they would worship at home and they would recite and perform many nawafil. But then I ask you, this is just something which, subhanAllah, is really something to think about. That, let's say you did spend that night, take Laylatul Qadr for example, this is such a night which is khairun min alfi shahr, that worshipping that night is greater than worshipping 1,000 months. Let's say you were to spend the entire night worshipping. You spend the entire night worshipping. Then what do you do? You'll come back home and yes, you'll go to sleep. You'll be tired, you'll be fatigued. So we'll return to our houses. We'll, you know, get onto our soft, comfortable beds and we'll go to sleep. My dear viewers of Madinah, you know, sometimes we'll pray our Fajr and then go to sleep. You know, we'll continue worshipping until it's Salat al-Fajr. So we'll go to sleep after having prayed our Fajr Salah. And then the next day again, you know, we'll wake up. Maybe a bit later we'll wake up. Or some people, you know, will end up sleeping through the day, my dear viewers. But when we wake up, what do we do? Do our days return back to as they were, where we never used to pray our Salah? Do we miss our Salah? You know, we've slept through Zuhr, Salat al-Zuhr. Or let's just say some people that will wake up early, they need to go to work the next day. They have awoken early. But then how do we spend this day? We'll be telling people that, yeah, you know, I'm tired. I spent the entire night, I was worshipping. This is what we'll do. So we have don't perform that good action. We have performed this good action, and this is a praiseworthy act to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. But then what do? The next morning we waste the act. Why? We are showing to people, we are telling people, we are looking for people's appreciation. Oh wow, really? You spend the night worshipping? Wow, subhanAllah, you know, that is so brilliant. We wish for this praise, my dear viewers. And this becomes our reward. This praise becomes our reward. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, you know, yes, it's worshipping during the night, but there's something with that. And this is وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And by the days, my dear viewers, the days, they don't go bragging about what I had done last night. I had performed, you know, I had recited so much of the glorious Quran. I had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I prayed, had performed so many nawafil. No. But it's yastaghfirun, they seek forgiveness. That whatever I have done, that's another matter. Ya Allah, forgive me all the sins I have performed. Ya Allah, all these sins, and we continue to sin. Ya Allah, forgive us for those. So my dear viewers, one of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that the number of times the zikr per se, zikr itself, has been mentioned in the glorious Quran possibly more than anything else. Zikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha allazina amanu uzkurullah. O people who believe, remember, perform the zikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikran kathira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not simply say to us to perform the zikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He says, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zikran kathira, such that it is abundantly, my dear viewers, so much. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly ordered us in the Quran to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, in the glorious Quran, it has been mentioned, وَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to remember Him to such effect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that once upon completing your salah, you know, this salah itself is a form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is worship, undoubtedly we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا, meaning always remember Allah whilst you are standing, whilst you are sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ, you know, you may be on his sides, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him so much that people begin to call you Majnoon. Majnoon, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, is that person whose intellect has been covered, is concealed. A person whose intellect is concealed is known as Majnoon, meaning a person who has, as you would say, he is in his own world. So, you know, we have some people who they remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala so much, it is as if, you know, people say that this person is crazy, this person is in his own world, you know, he's lost. Why? Because he thinks all the time about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he's unaware of what's going around. His senses, those things which are happening around him, is not able to sense them, he's not able to comprehend them, my dear viewers. Why? Because he is lost in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that perform zikr to such an extent that people begin to call you Majnoon. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, performing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply is by reciting the name of Allah. You do not have to separately take a seat in the corner of the masjid and close the eyes and say Allahu, Allahu. No, my dear viewers, yes, that itself is a good act, and if you can, go and do that. But it doesn't have to be in the masjid, it doesn't have to be with the eyes closed, it doesn't have to be with the head lowered. Right now we can say Subhanallah, right now we can say Alhamdulillah, right now we can say Allahu Akbar. Right now, and the best form of zikr is reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And remember that reciting durood, reciting salawat upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, this is also a form of zikr. This is also a form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that it's been mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, Qadi Ayyad rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that on the Day of Judgment, when everybody are given their books of deeds, then everybody on the Day of Judgment, they shall be made to read their own book of deeds, my dear viewers. And this shall be in front of everyone. You know, they, from past to present to the future, all the people, they will be made to read their book of deeds in front of them, whatever they had performed throughout their life. And they will discover that they have done the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of them, they would be wondering, they would think to themselves that I cannot remember doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when was this? When was this time that I did the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they shall be told that you did the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also taken down as to be the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, reciting durood sharif is also a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, you know, it's mentioned that once Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that when the verse of the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have raised for you your remembrance, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, do you know, كَيْفَ رَفَعْتَ لَكَ رَبُّكَ ذِكْرَكَ, do you know how your Lord has raised your remembrance? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, tell me. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that your Lord says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَا, that whenever I am remembered, whenever my zikr is done, then your zikr is also done alongside me. So my dear viewers, remember the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constitutes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza, you are watching Rise and Shine. Either going to our next segment, which is our daily reminder. Let's move to our next segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My viewers of Mundi Channel, what we have to look at is we feed our body with food, we hydrate our body with water. That is our body. What do we feed our soul with? What do we feed our soul with? If we do not read namaz, if we do not pay zakat, if we do not keep fast in Ramadan, if we do not do Hajj, if we can afford it, then we are not feeding our soul. Salah is a thing that helps to feed your soul, but also the zikr of Allah helps to feed your soul. Your soul becomes strong, your qalb becomes strong. My viewers of Madni Channel, we need not just to feed our bellies, we need to feed our soul with the zikr of Allah, the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we need to read our salah. We need to read extra nuafil. We need to read our sunnahs. We need to do the deen work, meaning neki ki daawat. We need to sit down and watch pious people. We need to be watching Madani Channel, because that is the only channel that does not have advertisements or women on its channel. My sweet viewers of Madani Channel, it is really, really imperative that we feed our souls. And firstly, the way you're going to feed your soul, or the way we are going to feed our soul, is by reading our salah. Because remember, the first pillar of Islam is your shahada. Your second pillar is salah. We cannot lay bricks, then leave one empty space and then put bricks on the foundation. The foundation has to be strong. Your second pillar of Islam is salah. We need to read our salah. We need to read our salah. Do zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, when these things are on your tongue, your du'as will be accepted, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to fear Allah. Yes, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the glorious Quran, wa iyyaya fattaqoon, wa iyyaya farhaboon, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states. We must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, it's mentioned, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنَ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, that it is the people of knowledge, it is those people who know, those people who are of understanding who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, that all you who believe fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He deserves to be feared. The way you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars say, what does it mean by fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The way you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you, for you to perform those. Those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, for you to refrain from those. To be at such a place, at such a time, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, and to refrain from places which will gain or obtain, which will be a means for obtaining the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to refrain from such place. My dear viewers, we will move to our daily hadith sharif, and then inshallah we shall be joined by our respected Wasim bhai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, today's daily hadith is about a great attribute, a great quality, which is sabr, which is patience. This is something which everybody does have, some more than others. Patience brings about a lot of blessings to its observer. More specifically, today's daily hadith is about the best time to carry out patience. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا السَّبْرُ إِنْدَ السَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. No doubt, it is easily understandable that true patience is to remain calm during the first strike of any calamity or any problem that befalls us. So the lead up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this was as they were passing by a woman who was weeping beside the grave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Ittaqillah wasbiri." Be mindful of Allah and be patient. To which the woman, who did not recognize Rasulullah, she said, "Go away, for you have not been afflicted like the calamity I have been afflicted with." When later she was told that this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she went to their home to apologize and to explain that she had not recognized them. To which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Innama sabru inda sadmatil ula," that patience is at the first stroke of the calamity. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is something for us to reflect upon. How do we react when a calamity, a problem, a illness falls upon us? Do we start complaining? Do we start whining? Do we really put aside all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has bestowed upon us, and many of them blessings that we have not even asked for? Or do we manage to control our emotions and attain the blessings and the reward of sabr? Indeed, viewers of Madani Channel, patience is an extremely rewarding and a comprehensive virtue in Islam itself. It is a light, a nur that develops in the heart of a believer. We should try to develop this skill. No doubt it is a difficult and a testing task, because in the heat of the moment we tend to lose patience, but we can aid ourselves by reminding ourselves and pondering over the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient people. And then we also have the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those who try to be patient: "Man yatasabbar yusabbirhu Allahu, wa ma u'tiya ahadun ata'an huwa khayrun wa awsa'u min as-sabr." That whoever tries to be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him patience, and there is no better gift than the gift of patience. So the term patience itself is very broad. It can apply to many things. Patience in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, patience in fulfilling the rights of the people, patience in avoiding sins and in carrying out disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By practicing patience in all these aspects, we can to some extent guarantee and assure ourselves from loss, not only in this world but also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this great ni'mah, this great trait of patience. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear viewers, we were speaking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's very, very important. What we mean by rights of Allah, my dear viewers, is that we must respect and honor these. And it is absolutely imperative, it is necessary for us to respect these. These are things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us within the glorious Quran itself. So the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as has just been mentioned. Now another right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a right, this is from the huquq Allah. These are from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many means, you know, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by use of our tongue, by our heart, by our body, by our organs, my dear viewers. And really, how can we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The amount Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so much, my dear viewers. How can we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have been joined by Wasim by Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah Wasim bhai, jazakallahu khaira for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Wasim bhai, we were speaking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was just mentioning that even in hunger, Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, even within hunger itself, there are two blessings. One, feeling hungry. If we were never to feel hungry, Wasim bhai, we would not eat, and if we were not to eat, we could die. We could die. And there's also the removal of hunger, meaning once we have eaten, for us to no longer remain hungry. Because if we were to continue to feel hungry, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, then we would overeat, and even that could lead to our death. Subhanallah. So just feeling hunger, you know, this itself is a blessing. Wasim bhai, let's move to you, inshallah. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can speak about whatever you wish, subhanallah.
Again, such a beautiful topic, and a topic that gives us a mindset, or is a very important or fundamental, shall we say, for the strengthening of our iman, in terms of ensuring that we fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of our creator. And mashallah, you've spoken about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is again a very fundamental aspect of our iman, in terms of, if you think about it, the amount of complaints that we have over small and insignificant of the matters, if you think about it, if you weigh them against the blessings we've been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they mean nothing in our lives. So beautifully put forward by yourself, in terms of paying gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this is one of the many fundamental rights that we need to be very careful of, that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we again need to understand the concept of it, that how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course one way of doing so is through our tongue, by saying Alhamdulillah, saying it wholeheartedly. But then again, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also through abandoning sins. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also through fulfilling the fara'id, those actions that are obligatory upon us. So thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only restricted to our verbal utterance of Alhamdulillah and these kind of sentences, which is good, we should do that as well. But thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also through abandoning our sins, through ensuring that we don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also one of the most important ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we shall not be heedless of.
Subhanallah. But Wasim, I was just thinking, how can we not thank Allah? the amount of blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I was just thinking that even, yes.
If you, for example, lend me some money today, or you know, do a small favor to me, then you know, naturally I would be more inclined towards you. I would be more, you know, I'll have those positive feelings for you in a way, and I'll be very thankful to you every time I would see you, and I would tend to, you know, pay you back somehow. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties, the blessings He's given us, that are beyond anything, that are matchless. And again, I mean, how can we not have the element of thanking of a Creator, of a Lord Almighty, who's given us so much, so many blessings, so many bounties, which we cannot explain in words. So indeed, rightly put forward by yourself, how can we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Many viewers, as mashallah, respect to Vasimba, has said there are many ways of thanking Allah. You know, just to learn, like we learn these du'as, we have eaten and drunk, and we say, Alhamdulillah, الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وجعلنا من المسلمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us food. We praise Allah. All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had given us to eat, who had given us to drink, who had made us Muslims. Just this, Vasimba, we should be thankful each and every single day. Vasimba, what message would you like to give?
Just towards the end again, make sure that, of course, when it comes to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever form it is in, whatever way it is in, we are not heedless of it. And always remember that Allah Almighty is our Creator, is our Lord. He's everything. He's Allah. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, nothing can happen. So whatever we have today, whatever prosperity we have today, the wealth that we have today, the health that we have today, it is indeed by the karam, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Almighty who's given us all this, let's not be heedless in thanking Him. Let's not be heedless in fulfilling our rights towards
Him. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yashkur innaas, lam yashkur Allah. That individual who did not thank the people, he did not thank Allah. So sometimes it is necessary upon us to also be thankful to the people, my dear viewers. Vasimba, thank you very much for giving us your time on Rise and Shine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you, inshallah, elevate your rank and your everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you whatever you may desire, which is good for you. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honestly shower His immense rahmat, mercy upon you, upon your household. And may He allow Dawat Islami to continue. May He allow Dawat Islami to increase His works, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Amir Ahli Sunnah. Because, mashallah, it is them that have strived so much, really, they've spent their entire life and they have sacrificed it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, we are here today speaking and, mashallah, you know, sharing knowledge, alhamdulillah, was seen by. So we should be thankful for all of this, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Amir Ahli Sunnah, that He bless our Nigrani Shura, He bless all our Arakini Shura, and with so many blessings, you know, with countless blessings, inshallah. Salli wa seem by, that's all for now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again bless you. And Madini viewers of Madini Channel, continue to watch Madini Channel. Really, Madini Channel itself is a blessing, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Madini Channel. But one way of thanking is, yes, saying Madini viewers, and you also thank through your organs, through actions. You can be thankful by watching Madini Channel. That's all for now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.